Your thoughts on today's win here at Windsor Park, David?
Big performance, big result, big crowd. Sometimes when there's a big crowd here at Windsor, it can sometimes go both ways. But we started the game well, at a right good tempo. Disappointingly, only within 1-0 at half time. But I thought from 1-11 today and the subs coming on, I thought the players were superb. And 4-0, I've said this a few times, didn't flatter us today. It certainly didn't flatter us today, that's for sure.
You said it was a big game and all the rest of it. Wouldn't it be great if it was like this all the time, wouldn't it? You know, 7,000, 2,600 away fans. You know, it'd be great if it was like that every week and we could get that sort of intensity and passion and atmosphere.
The crowd were brilliant today. And I think what adds to it again at times, and I know it's been difficult with some of the home games and maybe smaller attendances, is having a good crowd in the Cop End. There was a big crowd in there. There was a big crowd in the South Stand. The Glens, and credit to them, had a big crowd. So it's a big game, big derby. Sometimes you're weary of going on the big derbies. People always say league positioning goes out the window, but I thought we certainly were dominant today in our performance and got certainly justified with the 4-0 result.
Lots of positives. Four different players on the score sheet. That's great, isn't it, too?
Three Glen men, too. So I'm sure that won't go down too well with a few. But I thought our performance today, and there was numerous other good attacks that we had. Again, sometimes you're always wary that you want to play and play and play. I thought today when we were given time to play, we picked holes in their back four and coming into little areas that we've worked upon. Credit to the players. So, you know, repetition. We've been training for 4 or 5 months now, and repetition, and it's nice. The Crusaders game, the Cliftonville game, the Glentoran game here. Saturday, we didn't quite have that cutting edge, but we had a cutting edge today, that's for sure.
And not just cutting edge at that end, at the other end, it's two clean sheets in a row. So there's so many positives. Three clean sheets in a row.
Yeah, yes. It's which is crucial. Again, we've become accustomed to, and when we were successful a couple of years ago, we had the best back four. So it's important to keep clean sheets. There was a spell in the second half for about 10-15 minutes where the Glens come out, had a right good go at it. Obviously, they must have got together at half time and rallied the troops. But we spoke to the players at half time and made sure that at some stage of the game, the Glens are going to be on top of it. We need to manage it. We need to see it through and come out the other end. The players did that.
They had a spell, but then we had a spell in the middle of the second half when we got the three goals, and we could have even had another couple. I mean, it was a real purple spell in the middle of that second half, wasn't it?
Yeah, and the players have that. We've spoken to the players numerous times about being more aggressive in attack, more aggressive in the counter. The goal that we scored, the counter-attack goal, it was 2 or 3 passes, and we broke at fantastic speed. And, you know, in this league, it's difficult to defend against them. You know, that's credit to the players, their work rate, their energy, their hunger to want to break when you're winning 1-0. Sometimes 1-0 can be a scurry scoreline, especially here. You know, if we had to concede it, what happens next? And we've been on the end of that against some of the other teams that we played this year. So, especially today, when you play against a team in the bottom six, we've struggled at home a couple of times this year against a couple of draws against teams in the bottom six. But it's important when you play teams in the bottom six that you show your superiority, and we did that.
One huge almighty Belfast derby out of the way today, and like the buses, one comes and then another one comes along. We have another almighty Belfast derby coming up on Saturday.
Game we should relish, take a lot of confidence and belief out of our performance and result today. Cliftonville will obviously be hurting after their derby exploits, but again, Barry Gray says it, that sometimes Cliftonville become a different animal when they're underdogs, when they're coming out of a wee bit of adversity. So we'll certainly not be taking it for granted. Solitude, traditionally over the years since I've been here and a lot longer, has been a difficult place to go. But it's a game that we should hopefully look to build momentum. They have players on the pitch who can hurt you, the Gormleys, the Donnellys, and other players. So we'll need to be wary of that, and we'll prepare properly. We'll train tomorrow night and get ready for a big game on Saturday.
And great to put on a show for the Dunlops, the Rafferties, the Dornans, all here today from the 80s.
Yeah, good, because again, Linfield traditionally over the years, the amount of years this club's been going, there's so many legends, so many stories, so many doubles, so many trebles and clean sweeps and whatever else. And I've spoken to players that if they keep giving me the lot, we'll see where we end up this year. Hopefully it's on the end of being successful in some of the competitions. But if they keep giving me their 100%, their maximum, which they're doing at the minute, there's going to be bumps along the way. There's going to be a few lows probably still to come. But if they keep giving me performances like that today, I'll be more than happy, and then we'll see where we're all at come the end of the season.
Well done in sending nearly 5,000 blue men home happy today, and let's hope we can finish 2018 in a similar vein at Solitude on Saturday.
Thanks, Andy.